Again, so if you have completed a fifth step out of the big books of Alcoholics Anonymous and have experience with this step being discussed tonight, we encourage you to share your experience with us. If you have not, we ask that you pass. The chairperson has responsibility to uphold the format decided on this group. There is also a 5-minute limit on comments. We also encourage questions during the meeting by all, and I'll turn it over to Scott.
Thanks. Okay. I'm recovered. I'm cured alcoholic. My name is Scott. It's nice to be here tonight. I wasn't Corey's first choice. My first sponsor called me yesterday afternoon, who was supposed to speak tonight, and he asked me if I could come in and share. And I seem to be the fill-in share in this group quite a bit, which I guess is a compliment in ways from these people, these guys that have been asking me. So it's good to be here tonight. Good to see a lot of faces I know, and it's good to see a lot of faces I don't know. This is a wonderful meeting, and this process changed and saved my life. You know, as a result of these steps, I've had a spiritual awakening, and I try to carry this message to other alcoholics and practice these principles in all my affairs. Tonight, I'm here to share on my experience on steps 6 and 7. Step 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. I didn't know what character defects were when I came in here and I started going through this work. My drunk logs are relevant to why I'm here tonight. I took the third step prayer with my sponsor some years ago. Before we took the prayer, he said to me, he says, if you get the desired relief that this is designed to give you, you're going to help the next sick and suffering alcoholic. No, I've gotten that desired relief. But the third step to the seventh step is the beginning of the bridge, so to speak, for me. You know, the third step prayer, God, I offer myself to thee to build with me, to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those that would help with thy power, thy love, thy way of life. May I do thy will always. So it's actually telling me the problem in the third step, what I need help with, relief of self. You know, self-centeredness, that's the root of my troubles, driven by 100 forms of fear and so forth. But I'll get right to this. After completing my fifth step, after about, 13 months or so from when I started the doctor's opinion till I completed my fifth step, and in hindsight, that could have been done in probably half or one-third of the time. I had did a little bit of procrastinating. I found a lot of other things to do except do my writing when I should have been writing. And for me, it took a lot of both emotional and physical pain to finally complete the writing. But after completing my fifth step, my sponsor gave me directions to review the first 5 proposals, which are on page 59, which I did. And the question was asked if I was thorough when I went through, if I had shared everything out with him. Well, I knew when I left his house that evening, there was 2 remaining. I called them before I even got home that night. So I got 2 more. I wrote them out. And I think I shared them with him the next day or so. And I completed my fifth step. And with that, I was told to go home, to take the book off the shelf. I had the book in my hand, so I literally put the book up on the shelf and took it down again because I wanted to follow directions as best I could. You know, we find a place where we can be quiet for an hour, carefully reviewing what we have done. We thank God from the bottom of our heart that we know him better. Taking this book down from the shelf, we turn to the page which contains the 12 steps, which is page 59, carefully reading the first 5 proposals. And if we admitted anything, and we're building an arch which will walk a free man at last, is our work solid so far? Are the stones in place? Have we skimped on the cement put into the foundation? Have we tried to make mortar without sand? And that's what I did after reading my fifth step. I went home, I sat with this for an hour or so. I don't think I put a timer onto it or anything like that. And, I've heard a lot of different guys talk about their fifth step experience. And I got relief. You know, I felt like I was unburdened at that point. I did feel somewhat of a nearness to my creator or a faith now in my creator. I didn't have a white light experience like I've heard a lot of people talk about after they did their fifth step. It was more like, that's done. And that's how I felt about it, you know. I can always remember listening to John years before that saying this is the first thing he ever began and finished in his life, and that's exactly how I felt about it. I finally completed something. But I got home, and we can answer to our satisfaction when we look at step six. And I did answer to my satisfaction. I was complete and thorough at that time when I completed that fifth step. So we've emphasized a willingness as being indispensable. And that's what I was, when I began the work after taking that third step prayer, that's what my sponsor emphasized to me. He goes, are you willing to be open-minded here? And through this process, my willingness to be open-minded had grown. And it was through the writing that I actually learned what the defects are. These are the things that I need God to help me with. I've heard people say these defects were my friend. They never served me, you know. Never did my selfishness, dishonesty, self-seeking, or frightened behavior ever serve me to the good. It was always to the good of my own end, what I thought it was supposed to be. So we're now ready to have God remove these defects from us, which we admitted are objectionable. And that's what I just said. These four things that we admit objectionable are the selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. These are the character defects that this book has simplified. This process has made it really simple for the respect that I don't have to kind of search out, well, it's embellishment or this, it's dishonesty. So I was able to categorize them with the help of my sponsor. Am I now willing that he can take them all? Every one. We still cling to something we will not let go. We ask God us to be willing. Well, at the time I took this seven-step prayer, I was as willing as I could possibly have been. So my Creator, I am now willing you should have all of me. Good and bad. Now, initially, I thought I can handle the good, you take the bad, and that was my mindset. But today, I understand everything I do, or I try to do, to the best of my willingness, I try to invite God into it. It's not always on a conscious level, but it's underlying, and that's how I try to live my life today. So I'm not willing to have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. And that's the seventh step, is known as amen. The seventh step is the bridge, the third step to the seventh step. That's the conclusion of the third step prayer. So between the third step and taking this seventh step prayer, I had swallowed a lot of chunks of truth about myself. You know, I found out what's objectionable. And it says, grant us strength as we go out from here to do your bidding. Well, initially the bidding is to help another alcoholic, but it's mainly, I think, in this part of it, is to go out and start to make amends. Everything I had done up until this point was about myself. I had done nothing to right the wrongs I had committed through a long, long time of drinking and drugging, and before drinking and drugging. You know, the alcohol really didn't have anything to do with it as far as that went, but I don't have a lot in me tonight. You know, every day when I wake up in the morning, it's the third step prayer and the seventh step prayer, and I go into on awakening. And this process has given me the capacity to live life a free man today. It doesn't promise me riches. It doesn't promise me good health. It doesn't promise me all these other things. It promises me a day of sobriety. And if I'm able to go for one day without one drink or one drug, it's a successful day. But in between that, I had to learn how to live life. And this process gave me the directions in which to do that. So if any of you are in this room for the first time, you know, all the guys that were new tonight, welcome. Or you're in the process of doing your writing and you really can't see fully why you're doing it, I encourage you to keep writing. Because I was one of those people. I couldn't see how the writing was going to help me, you know, until afterwards. And a lot of step work, from my own experience, is in the 10th, 11th, and 12th step, the growth steps. But I wouldn't have been able to get to that point without going through the first seven steps, and I wouldn't have been able to make amends without going through these first seven steps. And this is a 12-step program. So with that, thank you very much.
All right, so I'm reading this for a third time. Sorry.